Hi, this is Shan for Screenfish, and I'm here with Lashana Lynch for her new movie, Bob Marley One Love. It's great to talk to you, Lashana.
And you, hello.
First of all, congratulations on One Love and also on your entire career. I really enjoyed watching you on screen over the last few years, and I think you're phenomenal. So thank you for what you do and congrats.
Thank you.
In this film, you play Rita Marley, who is the Marley matriarch, and people are calling her the backbone of Bob Marley's legacy and story. What is something that you learned from Lisa just by playing her or even through your interactions with her as you prepared for the role?
By interacting with her and by playing with her, what I learned was how firmly she sat in her femininity and how firmly she sat in her queenliness. That's a word. When we met for the first time, I did ask her a few questions. I had loads of questions. I didn't get them all out because I was more. You can imagine you're sitting in front of a queen and you don't really know what to say. You just want to soak her in, and that's what I ended up doing. One thing that she said was, I always knew that I was a queen. And that just blew my mind. I could have sat there in silence for a good 30 minutes and just thought about that whilst looking at her. It's like it's really determined so many things. That I think that she's, what I've seen her as, and what I've learned her to be, and how I've embodied her and tried to portray her, that is exactly what it is. She's always known who she is. She has a certain level of authenticity and approach to life and spirituality that is unmatched. I still can't, outside of my mother, I can't compare that type of energy to anything else. She is so all right with herself. It's so hard to do, and she's always had it.
That's actually really interesting because the film does depict her as really believing in Bob Marley's mission, but it's not just his mission, it's their mission together. Like she talks about how she has to be a wife and a soldier, and she believes in the mission so much that she's sacrificing personal ambitions and opportunities for this mission. And I was very curious about your thoughts on sacrificing pieces of yourself for a bigger purpose or a bigger mission. And when in your experience do you think we need to do that? And when do we need to be a little bit more selfish?
That's such a good question. I think that there's always a balance between the two. I think that for me, it's almost impossible and a little harmful at times to abandon yourself for the sake of a mission without being selfish enough to protect yourself.
Right.
That abandoning of oneself can, depending on the circumstance, it might be a new road, a new muscle that you're exercising. How do you know if you're really going to be able to bring yourself back if you're not protecting yourself? So I think that being able to harness, and I have this through my work, just playing Rita Marley alone, I had, or any character, I've had to kind of put my life on hold, to be able to fully immerse myself in the experience and fully do the character justice and give what I need to the project. That does mean that there is a small kind of falling away of your everyday practices, which, like I said, can be harmful because at the end of the process, you're there like, okay, how do I get my everyday life back? What do I do now? Lynn Kingsley had those text and voice note exchanges all the time post-rap. We were like, okay, I guess we're just here back in life. Like, what does it mean? What do we do? But yeah, I think we have to find a balance. For me, have to find a balance between the two so that you know that you can always have your authentic self as the undercurrent to whatever you're adding yourself or parts of yourself to.
Yeah, it's like you bring yourself into the different new experiences that you're doing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
You mentioned how Rita is a spiritual woman, and I've been saying this to everybody. Watching this film was a spiritual experience for me. And I think that's because the characters are spiritual people and they're going through spiritual things on screen. But also, I said this, it felt like I was watching a sermon that I had to take things away and apply them to my life. And I really mean that. And I wanted to know for you, were there any moments as you were preparing or on set that felt spiritual or transcendental that you were aware of in the moment? And what were they?
Yeah, there were quite a few actually. So one actually isn't from me, but my mum reminded me of it the other day when she came to Jamaica for the last few weeks of the shoot. And we had a rebuild of Bob's house, which many years ago, me and my mum went to Bob's house, which, you know, isn't actually Bob's house right now. It's more of a place to visit to feel Bob and his experience. But in being there previously and then going into this set build, I very much so felt like I was in Bob's house. It felt like we'd replicated an energy from his real space into this new one. And my mum somehow felt that, and she's a very spiritual woman. She felt that spiritual shift when she walked in. And it brought her to tears. And I hope she doesn't mind me saying this. I'm sure she doesn't. But I remember having an overwhelming, very visceral experience in just being in this space. And having that be something that informs, I guess, how you approach the day. Because we're on a night shoot and that was in the afternoon, evening. And I thought, wow, yeah, that's really kind of brought it back to center for me. We are here for such a big reason that is outside of ourselves. And this is part of the reason, it's informed a lot since, it's part of the reason why I'm an artist. I come into a space and I have to realistically and openly absorb what it is. And if it's good energy, I'm harnessing it and I'm moving with it. And if the energy isn't right, then I have to ensure that I have to balance it out with good energy. And it was nothing but good ed energy in that house. It just felt like every rehearsal we had, every because there is that rehearsal before the shooting that we shot, that was like a real rehearsal. Like the cameras just happened to be there, it felt like. There were moments like that all the time where we kind of like felt like Bob was there. It felt like he was there. And that didn't bring a big, heavy responsibility. It just felt like almost like an honor that we're even frequenting this space for the months that we were there.
Yeah, I think that's what art does. It's like this, I always see it as like an in-between thing of like the physical and spiritual, of you're bringing something new to the physical, to people. So thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. You're
Again,
lovely.
congrats on everything. Oh, thank you. I really can't wait to see what you do next. I'm watching you from over here. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.